Wisconsin Works, or W-2 as it's known, started a decade ago under former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson. It was designed to be a bridge from welfare to work. If agency officials determine recipients to be capable of holding down a job, they don't give financial assistance, whether they actually find employment or not. Patricia D'Alessio is with Legal Action of Wisconsin. She represented two Milwaukee women who challenged the system after aid was cut off.
I think that the use of the job-ready category has really allowed the W-2 agencies to become somewhat lazy. They don't really have to do much. They can label people job-ready, and that lets them off the hook in either finding them employment or developing good W-2 jobs so that they can gain job experience.
According to Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman, of the nearly 10,000 people participating in W-2, only 115 are considered job-ready. The appeals court said people who can't find work should instead get subsidized positions or paid job training, something a dissenting judge said would open welfare floodgates. In a written statement, Secretary Gassman said there's little reason why W-2 agencies should not be able to find jobs for those able to work. The department is still considering whether or not to appeal the court decision. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.